but the Lord has given us power to rule the earth. We were made to be like him, and were given power much like his own. He let us rule all animals and made them afraid of us. We were given the five senses of sight and hearing, taste, touch, and smell. And we were also given the ability to think and to interpret what our senses tell us. He gave us tongues for speaking, eyes for seeing, and minds for thinking and for making choices. Our minds are filled with knowledge and wisdom that come from the Lord, and we understand the difference between right and wrong. The Lord made us fear him so that we would know his mighty power. Now we will tell others about his powerful deeds and praise his holy name. The Lord gave to our ancestors laws that bring knowledge and life, and his agreement with them will last forever. Our ancestors saw the glorious power of the Lord and heard his mighty voice warning them about injustice and commanding them how to treat each other. The Lord is watching. The Lord watches us and knows our every deed. Most people do wrong from an early age and have a cruel heart that they cannot change. The Lord placed rulers over all the nations, but he himself rules Israel. He raised our people Israel as his own firstborn child with loving care, but also with discipline. He can see our actions as easily as we see the sun. That's the reason we can't hide our sins. He can see them all. But he knows what we are like, and so he shows mercy and never deserts us. The Lord values our gifts to the poor as much as we value fine jewelry or a most prized possession. Later he will punish the wicked as they deserve, but he accepts all those who turn from sinning, and he encourages everyone whose hope is slipping away. Return to the Lord. Stop sinning and return to the Lord. Your punishment will be less if you pray to him. So turn back to the Lord and hate what he hates. Only the living can thank the Lord. No one in the world of the dead can praise him. They no longer exist and cannot offer thanks. But those who are alive and healthy can still sing praises to him. The Lord will show great mercy and forgive all of your sins if you turn back to him. But we cannot live forever. We are human and find it hard to turn to God. If a thick, dark cloud can hide the bright rays of the sun, then evil can just as easily darken our minds. We are merely dust and ashes, but God commands the armies of the highest heaven. We cannot understand God's power. Chapter 18. The Lord, who lives forever, created all things, and he alone is always faithful. He is the only true God. One signal from his hand, and the universe obeys. The Lord, its mighty king, decides what we are allowed to use and what he will keep for himself alone. We cannot understand or tell other people what God's power has done because we cannot measure it or count the times he has shown us mercy. Nor can we make that number larger or smaller. We just stand in amazement at the things he has done. And at the end of a lifetime of studying them, we are still confused. As for us humans, what are we? Do we have any purpose? What is good for us, and what is bad? Few of us live 100 years, which is a very short time when compared to forever, like a drop of ocean water or a grain of sand along a beach. That's why the Lord patiently shows us mercy time after time. He is eager to forgive because he knows that we are condemned to die. We show mercy to our friends, but the Lord has mercy on everyone. He corrects and disciplines and teaches us and leads us back to him like a shepherd leading a flock of sheep. If we pay attention when he corrects us, and if we study his laws, he will be merciful. Don't ruin a gift. Students, be careful not to ruin a gift by criticizing the person you give it to. Like a refreshing dew in the heat of summer, saying the right thing can mean more than giving even a generous gift. But a truly gracious person will be ready with both. So don't be a fool. People's eyes will sparkle if your generosity is sincere and you speak with kindness. Now is the time. Know what you're talking about before you start speaking, and look after your health before it fails. If you turn from sin now before you are judged, you will find forgiveness. Be humble and show that you have turned from sin, and you won't be punished with illness. If you promise the Lord a gift, give it now. Don't wait until you are dying to keep your promise, and don't make promises to him unless you are ready to keep them. Don't test the Lord's patience. When your time comes to die and face him as judge, if he is angry, he will refuse to even look at you. If you have grown wealthy and have plenty of food, remember when you yourself were poor and hungry. Between sunrise and sunset is plenty of time for the Lord to turn everything around. The wise are always careful, and they make sure to do right when others are sinning. Smart people recognize wisdom, and they praise everyone who finds her. If you study the writings of the wise, you will learn enough wisdom to share with others. Self-control. Control your desires. Don't let them control you. If you allow yourself to enjoy everything you want, you will look like a fool and your enemies will laugh. Do not live in luxury that you cannot afford, or you will become poor. If you have nothing, don't borrow money to give a banquet. Chapter 19. A worker who is always drunk will never get rich, and people who are careless with small things will gradually slip into poverty. Even a wise man can be deceived by wine and women, and men who visit prostitutes are taking terrible risks. Death will come suddenly, and their bodies will rot and be eaten by worms. If you trust people too quickly, you aren't very smart. If you sin, you harm yourself. And if you are happy about evil, you will be judged guilty. Rumors and gossip. Trouble doesn't stay where gossip is hated. It doesn't cost you a thing to forget a rumor. So don't tell it to your enemies or even your friends, unless you would be doing wrong by not speaking up. People may be listening and watching, and if you repeat gossip, they might start hating you. Treat rumors as secrets to be kept until you die. They can even make you feel as though you might explode, but be brave. You won't. It's harder for a fool not to repeat gossip than for a woman in labor not to give birth, or a soldier to ignore an arrow sticking out of his leg. Talk to friends or neighbors if you hear that they have wronged you or said something to harm your reputation. If they didn't do it, you will find out, and if they did, they won't do it again. Talk to them and get the truth, because you should not believe everything you hear. We are all guilty of saying things that we didn't really mean. So don't threaten your friends before you talk with them, and always obey the law of God Most High. Fear the Lord. If you fear the Lord, he will accept you. And if you are wise, he will give you his love. If you learn and follow the Lord's commands, you will please him, and he will allow you to eat fruit from the tree that lets you live forever. Fearing the Lord and obeying his law are really the same as having wisdom. If slaves refuse to do what they are told, their master will be angry, even if they later obey. Sin isn't the source of wisdom, and so sinners cannot give good advice. Some people are clever in doing dishonest things. Others are fools only because they never learned wisdom. It is better to fear the Lord and not be so intelligent than to be very smart and to break his law. Some people are highly skilled at being unfair and can even twist your kindness to help them win their case in court. Some dishonest people act like they are mourning, hiding their faces from you and pretending not to listen. But they will use your words to take advantage of you when no one is looking. They may not be able to do so now, but they will wrong you the first chance they get. Merely by looking at people, you know what they are like. And the first time you meet, you can tell if someone has good sense by what they wear and how they walk or laugh. Chapter 20. If you are smart, you will know when to keep quiet and when to criticize. It is better to speak up than to let anger eat away at you. When you are wrong, admit it, and you will save yourself a lot of trouble. If a man is unable to have sex, he can't be forced to do so. But it seems harder to force some people to do right. Things might not be as they seem. People who talk too much are not well liked. But people who keep quiet are often considered wise. Their silence may just mean they have nothing to say. Or it may mean they are waiting for the right time to speak, and that is true wisdom. But fools who always talk about themselves are never quiet. They are disgusting. And others who grab for power also earn our hatred. Sometimes our troubles end up helping us, and other times good luck turns out to be bad. Often a gift isn't really helpful, and when some people give, they expect to be repaid twice what the gift is worth. If you search for glory, you may lose what you have, but success can come to those who had humble beginnings. What seems to be a bargain may cost you seven times what it is worth. People love to hear wise people speak, But fools, though polite, are still fools, and you would be better off without gifts from them, because they will expect you to give even more in return. A small gift, they think, gives them the right to criticize loudly. Today they make a loan. Tomorrow they ask for their money back. I cannot stand people like this. Fools think they have no friends and that no one appreciates their good deeds. They invite you over for a meal, but believe that you will later say bad things about them. They deserve to be mocked, and few people will pass up the chance. It is better to slip and fall than to suffer a slip of the tongue. And something that small can bring sudden disaster to those who are evil. A rude person is disgusting, just like the dirty stories ignorant people tell. Everyone ignores a proverb repeated by a fool, because fools never choose the right one. You may be too poor to commit some sins, but you can sleep at night with a clear conscience. Have a little self-respect and don't act like a fool, or you may risk disaster. Broken promises turn friends into enemies, so do not make promises that you cannot keep. The ignorant are always lying, not knowing that telling a lie leaves an ugly scar. Liars are worse than thieves, but both are on the road to destruction. Telling lies brings disgrace and shame that never ends. Some Proverbs. If you are wise and want to succeed, you will try to please those in power. If you plow and plant, you will harvest a crop. And if you please the powerful, they will overlook your mistakes. Favors and gifts keep the wise from seeing the truth and muzzle the mouths of those who criticize. Wisdom kept secret and wealth never used do not help anybody. But a fool does best to keep foolishness hidden. Chapter 21. Students, if you are sinning, stop. Ask God to forgive you. Sin is a deadly snake with lion's fangs. Stay away. If you come close, you will be bitten. Lawlessness kills like a sword with two edges swung this way and that. If you are too shy or proud and arrogant, you can lose your wealth and even your home. The prayers of the poor go straight to God's ear, and he quickly answers. If you hate correction, you will become a sinner. But if you take it to heart, you will obey the Lord. Good speakers can be famous, but people with common sense will catch every mistake. Borrowing to build your house is like gathering stones to mark your own grave. A meeting of evil people is a bundle of straw where a small flame ends in a blazing fire. For a sinner, the road of life is smooth, but it slopes down to the world of the dead. Fear the Lord and become wise. Fear the Lord in every way, and you will become wise. Control your thoughts, and you can obey his law. You have to be smart to learn, but some kinds of smartness only make other people bitter. The knowledge of the wise is an overflowing river, and their advice is a life-giving spring. The mind of a fool is a leaking jar that holds nothing for long. When the wise hear a proverb, they give it praise and add more to it. But fools merely laugh and forget it. Listening to a fool is tiring, like carrying a heavy backpack on a journey. But listening to someone smart is refreshing. In a town meeting, people look for some common sense, and when they hear it, they will think about what was said. Knowledge means nothing to ignorant fools, and wisdom is useless as a burned-down house. Fools think learning puts chains on their hands and feet, and they laugh at it loudly. But smart people just smile, because they know that learning is a golden bracelet. Fools will push past you into your home, but the wise will wait at your door. They are polite and will not try to see inside or to hear what is going on, because that would be rude and shameful. Some people won't stop talking about things that are none of their business, but sensible people weigh each word before it is spoken. In a fool, the mind thinks only after the mouth speaks, but in a wise person, the mind controls the mouth. The ungodly fall under any curse that they try to place on their enemies. If you spread gossip, your character will be ruined and your neighbors will hate you. Chapter 22. Lazy people are like stones that everyone spits on, or a pile of manure that you have to walk around. If you touch them, you want to wash your hands. Children's behavior. A father is ashamed if his son isn't well behaved, and a disobedient daughter is even worse. If a daughter is sensible, she will get a good husband, but a shameless girl only brings her father pain. If a woman insults her father and her husband, they will be disgraced and in return will humiliate her. Picking the wrong time to criticize your children is like playing happy music at a funeral. But punishment and correction are always wise. Bring up your children well, and no one will guess you were poor as a child. But rude and arrogant children are a disgrace to a good family. Trying to teach fools. Just try to wake someone from deep sleep, to fix shattered pottery, or to teach fools. Tell them a story and they will doze off, and afterwards they will ask, "So what's your point?" Mourn for the dead who rest in darkness, but weep even more for fools doomed to live in the darkness of stupidity. After a death, you mourn 7 days, but you mourn for ungodly fools until the day they die. To avoid lots of problems and have a peaceful life, stay away from stupid people and do not talk to them. When a wet dog shakes itself, water flies everywhere. But humans who have no sense splatter everyone nearby with troubles. A fool is a heavier burden than a load of lead, or a bag of sand or salt, or a lump of iron ore. A mind that thinks and reasons well. An earthquake cannot loosen a wooden beam set firmly in the walls of a building. And no crisis can shake you up if you have prepared your mind and decided what you must do. A mind that thinks and reasons well is like a smooth wall decorated with carvings. But foolish cowards will not stand firm when fearsome disaster hits, just as small rocks are blown from the top of a vineyard wall by the wind. Friends and neighbors. Poke someone in the eye, and they will shed tears, but wound their heart, and they will show deep pain. You can throw stones to frighten birds away, and you can end a friendship by tossing insults. Threaten a friend with a sword, and you can still hope the friendship will heal. And you can argue with friends and later win them back. But if you are arrogant and insult them, if you tell their secrets or harm them when they trusted you, they will be gone for good. Earn the trust of your neighbors when they are poor. And if they become wealthy, you can celebrate with them. Be a true friend when they have troubles, and later they will share their inheritance with you. When you smell smoke, you will soon see flames, and when you hear insults, you will soon see murder. I will never be ashamed to protect my friends, and I will always be there when I am needed. But if they turn and harm me, all who find out will be on their guard against them. A prayer. Our Lord, help me to be careful in everything I say, so that my mouth will not be my downfall. Chapter 23. You are my Father, and rule my life. Don't let my mouth control my destiny and bring me down. Please send wisdom to whip my thoughts and train my mind, to tell me when I have sinned, and to correct me when I am wrong. Otherwise, I will sin more often and make more mistakes, allowing my enemies to destroy me and celebrate. Our Lord, you are God. You gave me life. Don't let me look with arrogance at other people. Help me not to want things that are not rightfully mine. And don't let me be controlled by shameless desires for food or sex or anything else. Controlling what you say. Students, if you listen to me and control what you say, your words cannot trap you. Sinners are caught when they talk too much, and the arrogant are tripped up because they insult others. Don't get in the habit of using God's name when you make promises. Every time you do this, God starts watching you closely as a master watches a slave, and he will notice all your sins and punish you for them. The wicked make promises with God as their witness, but when a promise is broken, they just explain that it was made by mistake. Or they forget it on purpose, which means that they are twice as guilty. And if they lied in God's name, they will not be forgiven, and their family is doomed. Vulgar talk is sinful and deadly. Godly people do not enjoy sin, so they don't use evil words, and I pray that none will ever be heard in Israel. Avoid sin by training your mouth not to use bad language, and always remember your parents will be honored if you behave properly. Then, when you meet with important people, you won't get excited and start talking like a fool and end up wishing you had never been born. As long as you are in the habit of insulting others, you will always be a fool. Three kinds of sinners. Three kinds of sinners bring down God's anger. First are those who always burn with desire for sex. Their desire is a flame that must burn itself out. Next are those who won't stop having sex with a near relative. God will send fire to destroy them. Last are those who have sex with anyone they can and will do so until they die. Unfaithfulness in marriage. A man unfaithful to his wife says to himself, "It's dark outside and no one can see me here inside the house. Why worry anyway? God will forgive me." People like that are only afraid of being seen by others and forget that God's eyes shine 10,000 times brighter than the sun. He can see every hidden place in our lives. He knew all things before he created them, just as he knows them now. So unfaithful husbands will be caught when they suspect nothing and will be punished in the city streets. If an unfaithful wife has a child by another man, she will be punished. She has broken God's law and sinned against her husband by having sex with another man and giving birth to his child. She will be put on trial in a town meeting, and she will be punished. Even her children will suffer, because they will be rejected by the people of the town. Her shame will never be erased, and people will curse when they remember her. But they will be reminded that it is always best to fear the Lord and obey his commands. A poem praising wisdom. Chapter 24. Wisdom sings her own praise and tells her greatness to those who worship the Lord and to the Lord's armies in heaven. And this is what she says. "I came from the mouth of God Most High, and like a mist I moved over the earth. Highest heaven was my home, and my throne was a cloud. Only I could travel around the horizon and walk in ocean depths. I ruled every nation, the land, and the sea. But where could I find a place to settle down? In what nation should I live? Then the Creator of the world gave me a command, telling me to set up my tent among the descendants of Jacob, the people of Israel. He created me ages ago, before time began, and I will never die. I served in his sacred tent and later in the temple in Zion. He gave me a resting place in Jerusalem, the city he loves, and this is where I rule. Here I put down roots among the glorious people who belong to the Lord. I grew tall, like a cedar tree in Lebanon, or a cypress on Mount Hermon, like a palm tree at En-Gedi, or the roses in Jericho, like a beautiful olive tree in a field, or like an evergreen. My perfume smelled sweet like the spices, cinnamon and cane mixed with fine myrrh, or like smoke in the sacred tent from the incense of galbanum, onycha, and stacte. I spread out my branches beautiful and graceful like a giant oak, and like a grapevine they grew buds and blossoms, and finally clusters of rich, sweet fruit. Beautiful love is my child, and so are fear and knowledge and hope that trusts God, and he gives me and my children to his own people. So come, if you want, and enjoy my fruit until you are full. I am sweeter than honey straight from the honeycomb, and the sweet taste will remain even when you have finished. But the more of me that you eat and drink, the more you will want. Obey me and let me work in your life, and you will never sin or be disgraced." Wisdom is God's law. The wisdom of God Most High is the book of the law of Moses, The agreement God made with our ancestors and gives to each new generation as an inheritance. Always stay close to the Lord all-powerful, and He will give you strength. The Lord is the only true God. He alone can rescue. God's wisdom and understanding overflow from His law, just as in early springtime the Tigris and Pishon rivers, the Euphrates and the Jordan, overflow their banks. God's teachings flood the land like the Nile River in early fall. The first human did not know wisdom very well, nor will the last one, because her thoughts are wider than the ocean and her advice is deeper than the sea. I thought of myself as a small canal from the river of God's wisdom to my garden, bringing water for my flowers and fruit trees. But soon this canal became wide as a river and then as the sea. And so I will teach wisdom and make it shine like sunrise, clearly seen from far away. My words flow quickly, and like a prophet, I will leave them for generations not yet born. You see, my work hasn't been for myself alone, but for everyone who desires to find wisdom. 3 things make me happy. Chapter 25. 3 things make me happy and are beautiful to the Lord and to humans. A family that agrees, neighbors who are friends, and a happy marriage. But I hate 3 kinds of people and the way they live. The poor that brag, the rich that tell lies, and the old that are foolish and unfaithful in marriage. If you don't start learning when you are young, you will have no wisdom when you grow old. Good sense and sound advice are beautiful in those whose hair is now gray. Wisdom and understanding are just right for the old and honorable. They have seen so many things, but they only boast that they fear the Lord. 10 kinds of people can be called truly happy. Those who enjoy their children, and those who live long enough to see their enemies fall. Men who have sensible wives, farmers that do not hitch a donkey and an ox to one plow, people who don't sin by what they say, and servants whose masters have as much ability as the servants do. People with common sense, and those who speak to others who are really listening. The person who finds wisdom finds great happiness, but happiest of all is the one who fears the Lord, because fearing Him is more important than anything else. And it is the first step in loving Him, just as having faith is the first step in becoming one of His followers. Advice about women. The breaking of your heart by an evil woman is the most painful of all injuries. No suffering seems worse than when an enemy hates you and takes revenge, but a woman's anger is strongest, just as snakes have the strongest poison. I would be happier to live with a lion and a dragon than to be married to an evil woman. An evil woman's face is changed into something dark like the face of a bear. Her husband is depressed, sighing bitterly even among his friends. The sins of men are small compared to those of women, and I pray that women who sin will be severely punished. It is easier for an old person to climb a hill of sand than for a quiet man to live with a chattering wife. Do not be taken captive by the beauty of a woman, and don't desire her wealth. When the wife's possessions support the family, their home will be filled with anger, insults, and shame. An evil wife brings no happiness to her husband. Instead, she makes him sad and depressed. She breaks his heart, and he is afraid to make any decisions. Sin began with the first woman, and because of her, we all must die. Do not let water leak from your storage jars. And if your wife is evil, don't let her talk in public. If she will not obey you, then get a divorce. Chapter 26. A man who is married to a good woman is happy, and he will live twice as long. If a wife has courage, her husband will find happiness and live a peaceful life. A good wife is the best gift given by the Lord to those men who fear him. And whether such a man is rich or poor, the smile on his face comes from a happy heart. I am always extra careful when I hear ugly gossip being repeated in the city, or when a mob comes together, or when the innocent are falsely accused. I would rather die than be part of those three things. But a fourth is even worse. To have two wives, with one of them being jealous of the other. She can only bring heartache and sorrow as her words cut the family to pieces. To marry an evil woman is to hold a scorpion in your hand, or to wear an ox yoke that rubs your shoulders raw. When a wife gets drunk, she can be unfaithful, and then her husband's anger will explode. You know a wife is unfaithful if her eyes have a look of invitation. If your daughter is rebellious and wants her own way, watch her closely, and don't be surprised if she sins against you the first chance she gets. She will try to have sex with every man she sees, just as thirsty travelers will drink any water they can find. A gracious wife is pleasing to her husband, and her cooking skills keep him fat. Her silence is a gift from the Lord, and her self-control is without price. Her modesty is the crown on all her graces. Her faithfulness to her husband has value beyond measure. She has organized her home, and her beauty there is like the sun as it rises in the Lord's heaven. A lovely face on a good figure shines like the lamps on the sacred lampstand, and shapely legs with firm feet are like golden columns resting on silver bases. Students, when you come of age, stay away from immoral women and stay healthy. To find a good wife is to find a good field where you can plant your own seed, knowing that it will produce a good harvest. And as your children grow, they will have confidence in your family line and will become successful. A prostitute is worth less than spit, and affairs with married women are deadly. Reject God's law, and he will give you a godless wife. But if you fear the Lord, your wife will be faithful to him. A shameless wife is vulgar in public, but a good woman is modest, even alone with her husband. If a wife does what she pleases, she is no better than a dog. But if she is ashamed to do wrong, she will fear the Lord. Everyone can tell that a wife is wise if she honors her husband, but if she is proud and refuses, they will see she is ungodly. Yes, a man who is married to a good woman is happy, and he will live twice as long. But the constant talking of a loud wife is a trumpet signal for a battle to begin, and her family will live in the chaos of war. Doing right. It makes me terribly sad when the rich become poor or the wise are insulted. But I get angry if those who do right start doing wrong. The Lord will punish them with a violent death. It is almost impossible to succeed in business and still be honest. Chapter 27. People sin when they try to get rich, and they convince themselves they are not being dishonest. But sin is stuck tightly between buying and selling, just like a wooden peg hammered between two stones in a wall. And if you disobey the Lord, your home will soon be destroyed. Impurities can easily be seen after flour is sifted and after someone speaks. The quality of a clay dish is seen in the heat of the pottery furnace, just as our true character is seen in what we say. Fruit shows how much care a tree has received, and our words show the care we have given to our minds. So don't start praising people until you hear what they say. Make fairness your goal. You will reach it and receive great honor. Just as birds of the same kind come together in a flock, people will be honest with you if you are honest with them. But sin is watching like a lion and is ready to gobble you up if you do evil. Good people always speak wisely. But you never can tell what a fool will say next. Don't waste your time listening to stupid people. Spend it with those who know how to think. It is disgusting to listen to fools laughing about their sins. Their cursing and arguing makes your hair stand on end and your ears ache. But fools are too proud to stop sinning until someone gets hurt. Your friends won't trust you or like you anymore if you can't keep a secret. If you don't tell their secrets, your friends will know that you really like them. But if you tell their secrets, they won't want you around, and your friendship is as dead as a soldier killed by the enemy. It is gone for good, like a captive bird that has been set free, or a deer that has escaped from a trap. So don't bother trying to get back that friendship. Wounds can be bandaged and insults forgiven, but nothing can heal the harm of telling someone's secret. Stay away from those who wink and plan to deceive others. They tell you how great you are and how well you speak, but later they twist your words to make you look bad. I hate people like them more than anything else, and even the Lord hates them. Striking a friend is the same as throwing a stone straight up in the air. You will be the one who gets hurt. And you will get caught in traps that you set to cheat others. No one seems to realize that evil always returns to the one who does it. Proud people insult others, but revenge will follow them like a lion stalking a victim. When God's people are in trouble, those who make fun of them will die in terrible pain like an animal in a trap. Anger, revenge, and forgiveness. Taking revenge in anger is disgusting. Yet sinners just won't give it up. Chapter 28. The Lord keeps a record of those who take revenge, and he will punish them for their sins. So forgive those who harm you. And when you pray, God will forgive you. But don't expect the Lord to forgive you if you hold a grudge or refuse to show mercy. God won't accept sacrifices for your sins if you stay angry at others. Life is too short to waste it by being angry. So obey God and forgive your enemies. Remember His commands and His agreements with us. Don't let the faults of others make you angry at them. Arguments. If you control your temper, you won't start arguments or sin as much. And remember, it is sinful to start an argument that destroys a friendship. Stubbornness heats up an argument, just as adding wood heats up a fire. If you are rich and powerful, you can afford to lose your temper. A quick temper can blaze up and lead to murder. Blow on a spark and it bursts into flames. Spit on a spark and it dies out. In the same way, your words can either heat up an argument or make it cool down. Gossip, lies, and cruel words. Those who gossip and tell lies are under God's curse, because they have brought ruin to innocent people and forced many others to leave home and country. Such talk has been the downfall of strong cities and powerful leaders. Because of lies others told, faithful, hard-working wives have been divorced and have lost everything. So if you want peace of mind, don't listen to gossip. Whips leave painful stripes on the skin, but cruel words break bones deep down inside and can be more deadly than a sword. You should be happy if you have never been attacked with lies and gossip, or felt them wrap around you like heavy bronze chains or a collar made of iron. Cruel words cause suffering worse than death itself. Although they are fiery flames, they cannot harm God's faithful people. But those who reject Him will be burned to ashes. And these cruel words are like lions and leopards, hunting down their victims and tearing them apart. You protect your land with a hedge of thorn bushes, and you keep your money locked away safely. Be just as careful to guard what you say. Always think before you speak, and know when to be silent, so that others cannot attack you for what you have said. Loans. Chapter 29. Obey God's law about helping your neighbors. Have mercy and lend them money when they truly need it. If others lend you money, pay them back and don't be late. If you keep your promises to pay what you owe, others will be glad to lend you what you need. Many think what they borrow is theirs to keep, and this causes trouble when others try to help them. Those who lend money are treated with great respect until the time comes for loans to be repaid. Then all they get are excuses and stories of hard times. Sometimes they feel lucky to get back half of the money they lent. And instead of respect, a lender often gets nothing but curses and angry words from a borrower who is robbing the lender by not paying back the loan. That's why many refuse to lend. They do care about others, but they have no desire to be cheated. Give generously to the poor. However, give to the poor. Be quick and generous. Obey the Lord's command. Don't refuse to help when people are in need. Give away your silver to a brother or a friend. Don't hide it under a rock where it will rust. Give your gold to the needy as God Most High commands, and you will be better off than if you had kept it. Your gifts to the poor are a treasure that will rescue you when trouble comes, and they give you better protection than the strongest shields and spears. Guaranteeing a loan for a friend. When a friend needs a loan, a good person will guarantee that the loan will be repaid. To refuse to help this friend would be a disgrace. And remember, if friends have helped you this way, they have risked all they own to be kind and rescue you. So if they are forced to repay what you borrowed, you are not only ungrateful, you are a sinner. People of wealth and power have often become poor and homeless, drifting from place to place in foreign countries, their wealth taken in payment for loans they guaranteed. Sinners want to make big profits from guaranteed loans, but they may get only trouble and lawsuits in court. Be careful. There is danger when you guarantee a loan, but you have to help a friend as much as you can. Your own home is best. Life's most important things are water, food, clothing, and a home that gives you some privacy. It is better to be poor in your own home than to live with others and be treated to banquets. Be content with what you have, because you will be insulted if you live off others. You will always be miserable and will not dare say a word if you have to depend on others for food and a place to sleep. You will become their servant, and instead of thanking you, they will say, "Stranger, set the table," or, "I'm still hungry. Give me your food." Finally, they will tell you to leave so they can give your room to a relative or some important guest. Such comments are insulting to a sensitive person, just like those of a lender demanding payment of a loan. Raising Children, Chapter 30. Parents show love for their children by spanking them whenever they do wrong. Later, those parents will be glad to see their children grow into fine adults. If parents correct a child, they will someday boast about how much help that child has been to them. Parents who give their children an education make their enemies jealous and can boast to friends. These parents have no regrets when they die, and they live on in their children who brought them such joy. Then it is up to the children to take revenge on their parents' enemies and to be kind to their parents' friends. If you spoil your children, you will have to put bandages on the wounds they will get, and you will shake with fear every time you hear shouting. That's why you must correct them, so they will not be as stubborn as unbroken horses. If you give children everything they desire and laugh when they sin, they will end up giving you sadness, terror, and pain. Don't let them do just anything they want, but correct their mistakes. Break their stubbornness by whipping them while they are young, or else they will disobey you and bring you deep sorrow. Take care to discipline them, so they will not disgrace you when they are older. Health is better than wealth. I would rather be poor, yet healthy and strong, than to be rich and sickly. To have your health and a good attitude is better than gold and infinite riches. No amount of money can compare with health or bring happiness deep inside your heart. Death is better than a life of constant pain and sickness. If a fine dinner is served, but the guests are too sick to eat, the dinner will go to waste, like food placed on a grave, or like a sacrifice to an idol which cannot eat or smell. If the Lord punishes people by making them sick, they can only stare at food and groan like a young man unable to have sex who holds a virgin in his arms. Enjoy life and forget sorrow. Don't stay sad for too long or look for reasons to be upset. Joy and happiness will help you to live longer. So enjoy life and forget sorrow, because sorrow never helps, and it has destroyed many. Jealousy and anger will cut your life short, and worrying makes you old before your time. If you are cheerful at meals, the food you eat will do you more good. Money Problems, Chapter 31. The rich lie awake at night worrying about their money, and they waste away from lack of rest. It is hard to fall asleep when you are very sick or worried about money. The rich work hard and get richer, then they rest in luxury. But the poor work hard and barely earn a living, and if they rest, they become even poorer. Some people love gold and aim to make big profits, and they will be led to do wrong instead of right. Because of gold, many lives have been ruined or have ended in destruction. Money controls those fools who worship it. God will bless those rich people who do only what is right and don't try to get richer. If you ever find such people, you should honor them for doing the impossible. When tested by money, who can always do right? When people could cheat to get more money, but instead are honest, they have something to boast about. The community will honor them for the kind things they do,